The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boot.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talked the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
Now, Razorback fans feel like they have as good of a chance as any. So do Auburn fans. So do Missouri fans. But it is amazing to me that you have gotten to this point where today is such a big deal for Razorback fans because you're going to have a quarterback who transferred out of a great program in Clemson looking to play one more year, one final year, to make a difference in a program. And many Razorback fans, and rightfully so, are banking on Kelly Bryant to come in to take over the reins as quarterback at Arkansas and elevate them from being a below average team to probably a little above average, from a 4-win possible team to a 7-win possible team. And that's really where you're at, because desperate times call for desperate measures, and that's exactly what you need in a quarterback like Kelly Bryant. You feel like that in an offense like Chad Morris is when he's trying to run, it's all about the quarterback. And we saw that there were times this past year, although there were times it was good, the quarterback situation was kind of a mess. It started off being a mess where the staff didn't name a starter until about fourth game into the season between Ty Story and Cole Kelly. Ty Story ends up taking over, did a couple good things, but there were also some times where he didn't play so hot. Connor Nolan comes in as a true freshman, but he's a true freshman. I mean, you just have a lot of situations going on where it's really tough to get your offense going in any capacity when you don't have a good to great quarterback running the system. And that's what Razorback fans are hoping for in Kelly Bryant, where he had a great record as the starting quarterback, as QB1 for Clemson when he was there. He was beat out by a phenomenal freshman, and now he is trying to figure out where he is going to call home. And in the classic Razorback fashion, and maybe it's just the way I was raised, but I don't feel like he's coming to Arkansas. Is it because I'm just used to being set up for disappointment when it comes to big things like this? Like the Doriel Green Beckham situation, where it seems like everyone's telling you, hey, no, it's Arkansas. Or he's got a great chance for Arkansas. Arkansas makes the most sense. It's all coming together. Don't worry. He'll be a Razorback. I feel like I've been let down so many times that I'm just expecting the typical get your hopes up, get let down, chooses to go somewhere else, and then you're just left holding a big bag. Is that fair?
Absolutely, because that's the life of being a Razorback since 1969, or seemingly so. I can give you a long list, a million reasons why Kelly Bryant probably has better options than Arkansas. If you're just honest about the situation, there's a much longer list of reasons he probably should go somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
with a better situation, with a better offensive line, with better pieces around him than what Arkansas appears to have to offer. The list of what Arkansas has to offer seems to be much shorter, and maybe even less football, directly football related to personnel and on the field reasons. So when I come back to that, and the fact that Arkansas is rebuilding an offensive line that was poor already, Arkansas is still searching for a lot of answers at wide receiver. Arkansas's defense is still one that's rebuilding. I think that's the nicest way to say a defense that gave up 34 points is still going to be rebuilding next year, and a list of your best players are at least dipping a toe in the NFL waters to see what their grades are going to be like. And, boy, if you lose just half of those guys, tremendous impact on the way the defense will be next year. So, you know, and those are some of the more pleasant reasons why. What are the list of reasons why Kelly Bryant should choose Arkansas? Well, you start with, bro, you're going to be the starter.
Day one.
Day, like, like you announce at 6:01 that you're coming to Arkansas, you're the starter at 6:02.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no slight to Ty Story, but that's the situation this program's in right
now.
The
reality.
And obviously we'll get to Cole Kelly. He's announced he's transferring. How this would affect, but dude, you're the starter.
I mean,
at these other places, I don't know that you can automatically say you're absolutely the starter. At Arkansas, go ahead and put the name on the back of the jersey. Go ahead and put the name on the top of the depth chart. Done deal.
And those other schools may have told him that he's going to be the starter.
Yeah, but it's obvious at Arkansas.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But you don't even have to be told at Arkansas. You can just see. Well, you see exactly how the situation
is. I'll put it this way. If you can't win this starting job, you don't belong in the NFL.
No. No. Absolutely agree. But people, I guess, are also hoping that the, quote, relationship that he has with Chad Morris and some of the staff members, which has been talked about and has been written about and how strong it is and how he recruited him originally at Clemson, I guess then that's something too. But here's the thing. How much does that really come into place? Because we don't know Kelly Bryant. We don't know what's going through his mind. But what does that really mean for 1 year? Because if it was a couple of years, I get it. But 1 year?
It means something. Or I don't. Would Arkansas be in the mix if Brett Bielema was still the coach?
No.
Why is Arkansas even in the mix here on the final day when the announcement's going to be made in just under 12 hours?
Because of Chad Morris.
Because of Chad Morris. So, yes, does the relationship matter? Absolutely. It's the only thing that gives you a shot.
But is that a big enough impact to give you that shot?
No,
that's my question.
No, I mean, I don't know. But that's the only reason you're at the table.
Right. No, and I agree with that. I agree with that. Because if Brett Bielema was there, it wouldn't even be a question. It wouldn't even be a
option. Me, reading the reporting, hearing what you've read to me on Twitter, and just following this story and hearing Ty and Phil talk about it at noon and everybody else, it seems to me that every school, whether it's Auburn or Missouri or Arkansas, seem to be the main three.
Mm-hmm.
All believe he's coming there.
Yep.
So I don't know if he's told people in each of those markets, I'm coming here, or that's just... So I don't know what to believe, what he's going to do. I'll be as surprised as anyone. I won't be surprised if he doesn't come to Arkansas. I'll be as surprised as anyone if he does.
Yeah.
I am not expecting him to announce tonight he's bringing his talents to the Ozarks. So.
No, because I'm in the same boat as you. I'm not expecting it either. And here's also something that I have just gathered, and by hearing the things and reading the things that I have about Kelly Bryant, and this is not going to be an insult or anything. This is just my opinion. Kelly Bryant loves him some Kelly Bryant.
That's not unusual, though.
No, it's not. That's what I'm thinking of why this story is kind of all over the place when it comes to who's reporting what. You know, you got the Kansas City Star, the St. Louis Dispatch reporting that he's going to Missouri. You got AL.com, everyone saying over there he's going to Auburn. You got people in Arkansas saying he's going to Arkansas. It's not like they're just making that up. They're hearing it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me wonder that of all the leanings and all the people, is it, I'm not going to say it's trolling, but it might be some type of level of, I'm going to make everybody happy. I'm going to say, I'm going to give everybody some press about me. Because if he told them,
and it's all positive press till
that's
tonight.
That's right. Because if he said that I'm not going to Missouri, you think anybody would care about it in Missouri? But he says, no, I'm going, if he leaks it or maybe has somebody tell them, no, he's going to Missouri, boom. Then everyone's talking about it up there.
I know this from all indications. From people that have been around this coaching staff, talk to the coaching staff, have a feel for what Chad Morris and his guys are thinking, they believe he's coming.
Yep.
Now, at least up to the last few days. So, I mean, they're like planning on it. So, question is, okay, he says no. I'm going to Missouri. Anyone. I'm just picking one.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a Missouri Tiger. Now what do you do? Cole Kelly announced yesterday.
He's transferring.
He's gone. So your Ty Story's your number one. Are there other quarterbacks you look at? I hate to use the term free agents, graduate transfers. You pick the phone up and say, hey, Jalen. What is your next move? Because how do you move from two wins to what's the minimum acceptable number next year, guys?
Six. Got to make a bowl game.
What if you don't have Kelly Bryant? Is it still six?
Yeah. Well, it has to be. I'm not saying that's the reality expectation, but
okay,
that needs
let's
to
talk
be
about reality.
The reality? No. Yeah. Then it's probably four, maybe five.
I think it's at least four. You ought to win all four of those non-conference games. I think it's at least, five or six. I'm not saying six is crazy, but I think if you told me next year's 5-7,
right,
it's an improved 5-7 team. I almost said that.
Yeah.
It could be an improved 5-7 team next year. I get you. But that's why this Kelly Bryant deal is so important. And really important for Chad Morris, because I think next year with Ty Story / Connor Nolan / I don't think it's John Stephen Jones, but whoever, this could be a perhaps 7-5 team versus a 5-7 team.
Yep. And you mentioned how important it is to those people. It's also important to the University of Arkansas. Because you imagine how many more people are going to be buying tickets?
Well,
things like that, if they know that Kelly Bryant's going to be there?
I don't know. I mean, no one, you know, Scott Verity at the foundation or Hunter Yurachek's not calling saying, hey, let's go over the books here. I want to show you the balance sheets. But I can only imagine. I mean, I'm a just sharp enough business person to understand when you have that many empty seats, money's got to be a little bit tighter than usual right now. I mean, I don't care what you say. And I know that, you know, when you sell 15 or 20,000 fewer seats than you are hoping to sell this year for all of your home games, that changes your budget. That changes your spending.
Yep.
And I would imagine there, and then you've got this new stadium to deal with that you're probably still finishing up some of the financing on that, you know, just everything that goes along with a project like that. It never seems to be done. I would imagine that behind those closed doors, in those meetings, you know, no one's told me this, I'm just using business logic. You know, they're having to make some tough financial decisions because of the consequences of having a season like they had that put fewer butts in seats. That's how you make your money. That's the cash register, the butts in the seats. And they need a season where butts are in seats to make the cash register ring.
And the best way to do that is to get somebody like Kelly Bryant to increase some excitement and get people pumped up for the season. That is for sure.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skipping. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
Does Kelly Bryant choose Arkansas today? 51% say yes. 49% say no. It's amazing, first off, that number of exactly how divided it is and how close it is for how people think that Kelly Bryant is going to make his decision tonight at 6 o'clock. But also begs the question of, okay, if he does or if he doesn't go to Arkansas, what is the impact? What is the effect from both sides of it? Because people feel like, legitimately so, that if he chooses to go to Arkansas, that elevates the football program's game to where they are no longer considered a 4 or 5 win team. They become a bowl eligible team, maybe a little above, maybe 7 wins, something like that, because they feel like he can have that big of an impact. But if he does not choose Arkansas, is that how detrimental is that? I mean, is he that big of a deal? Is he that great of a player to where he can come in or not come in and make Arkansas from being a good team to a bad team? I mean, is he that type of impact player?
Say that from a good...
The difference between making Arkansas a good team or
you
a bad team.
Okay, bad I would say you said that backwards.
Okay, yeah. Well, sorry.
Can he take him from 2 wins to 6 wins, 7 wins?
Yes.
I mean, I don't believe anyone believes there's enough parts or pieces around this team to go much beyond that. Yeah, what was the biggest missing piece or element to this team this year? Quality, consistent quarterback play. Could you get that with Ty Story? Here's the question. What could Ty Story become this next season if he was the man from the get-go? Got all of the spring practice reps as the number one, ball camp as number one. Or if it's Connor Nolan, what could one of these other quarterbacks become if they were selected starter? And the playbook and the play calling and everything was designed around them. That was the issue this year. You never really had one quarterback till it was too late.
Well, here's the thing. We know that Cole Kelly's transferring out. That was announced yesterday via Twitter. He's gone. And that's not necessarily a surprise. Wish him all but the best because it wasn't going to be a good fit with him at Arkansas. So right now, the quarterbacks that you have on campus right now is you have Ty Story, you have Connor Noland, and you have John Stephen Jones. Those are the three main quarterbacks that you have on campus right now. Could have Kelly Bryant. And assuming that he signs his letter of intent, you're going to have KJ Jefferson.
Right.
Assuming all that goes according to plan. So you could have possibly five quarterbacks next year on the roster, but you assume that if Kelly Bryant decides to come to Arkansas, maybe there'll be some transfers out. But is there anything you saw? Because we'll talk about Ty Story here first, because Ty Story is the one that started the majority of the season, got the majority of the snaps and all that. Do you want to see more from Ty Story before you can believe whether or not he's going to get it done next year? Or have you seen enough of Ty Story to know, you know what, he might not be the best option. Move on to a Connor Noland or move on to that KJ Jefferson, assuming that Kelly Bryant doesn't come to Arkansas.
I tell you who we haven't seen enough of is Connor Noland. That's who we, I mean, and just by the nature of him being a true freshman and the four games he got to play in this year, and I know he got the one start, and that was showed a lot of promise and led him to a win over Tulsa. But I'm intrigued as to what he can do. So, to me, it would be a very interesting spring. If Kelly Bryant doesn't come, and that's what I'm expecting tonight, because I'm a lifelong Arkansan, and we're used to disappointment. So, I'm expecting Kelly Bryant to go to Missouri or Auburn. And I think it's going to be a really interesting spring to see which one of those quarterbacks, you know, assuming Ty Story stays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with him being a graduate already, he's got the option to say, hey, I want to get my final year in somewhere else. Because even if Kelly Bryant doesn't come, I don't think there's any assurances he's the starting quarterback automatically.
Right. Well, and I agree with you there. And just to give you Connor Nolan's, just, I know he only played four games, but his season stats, he was 21 of 43 for 255 yards, 48% completion percentage, one touchdown, yeah, two interceptions, nine sacks.
Yeah, I think he took five in the North Texas game.
Alone, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that that's just bad. So, you know, I agree with you that we haven't seen enough, but from what you did see from him,
well,
is there anything that you can really look at and say, this is why I feel like he can get it done?
I think the only thing you can really judge him on is the Tulsa game, right?
I mean, he had an actual because 16 passes in that one.
Well, right? That and he had a week of preparation. They knew throughout the week he was going to be the guy.
Yeah.
And they groomed him all week long to make him ready to be the starter for that game. So that, to me, is what you say, this is where you're beginning with him, is based on that one game. Now, I know it was against Tulsa. It wasn't against an SEC team.
Yeah, really bad.
I get all that. But that's what I would really put more of my weight on, not him coming in and the end of a game, whether it's North Texas or one of these games at the end of the year.
Yeah. No, that's totally fair.
Because he got the preparation. He got the practice time. He got the reps that week. He was QB1 for that week.
Yeah. No, that's a great point.
And I think that makes a different mindset. It's a different set of plays that are being called that are built around that guy. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a different setup.
That's true. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary's in Fort Smith. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, guys. Whether Kelly Bryant comes or not, we need two quarterbacks. The best team in the country needed two quarterbacks this year. And if you have a quarterback that has to run some and in the offense that Chad Morris wants to have implemented fully is a quarterback that does run some, you need two quarterbacks. You need two quarterbacks ready to play because somebody's going to get hurt. And especially with our offensive line and where we are with the numbers there, you've got to have two quarterbacks ready to go.
That's nothing new. I mean, we've seen that far too often at Arkansas. Yeah. And we think about our guy Tyler Wilson and concussion protocols these days. Yeah. Quarterbacks getting knocked around all the time in this league. So, but I mean, your point's valid, but you better have one guy that can get the job done. You know?
Oh, I totally agree with that. Look, I want Kelly Bryant there. I think he makes everybody better. Everybody in the quarterback room, everybody on the offensive line. He makes the defense better because maybe they get more rest. So I'm for him being there. I hope he comes. But I think we got to develop whoever's on campus after he makes a decision so that we have somebody because it's going to be crucial going into next year. I'm interested to see how Connor Nolan balances the baseball-football thing, especially if Kelly Bryant doesn't come. I mean, that's going to be a tug-of-war, and that's going to be – interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I find that totally interesting. I'm with you. And think if Kelly Bryant doesn't come, and if there's a scenario where Ty Story says, you know what, I want to see what else is out there, and Connor Nolan now finds himself really being in the heat of things for being the number one quarterback.
Yeah.
How do you go play baseball and not be a part of spring football?
I'd say you enter in spring football, and all you got is John Stephen Jones. I mean, assuming Kelly Bryant didn't come.
I don't think he goes to baseball if that scenario happens.
Yeah. And I don't know that scenario happens if Kelly Bryant doesn't come. And I think Ty Story's probably watching as closely as anybody tonight.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think, again, I just think, you know, in the quarterback room, you got to have people ready. And, you know, obviously we don't right now, and that's a huge concern. And I, you know, I'm with you, Tommy. I'm a lifelong Razorback fan. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Disappointment's our middle name. You know?
That's exactly right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Gary. I mean, yeah, that's the scenarios that we're having to play out, and it's not like we're playing them out just for the fun of it. I mean, these are realistic scenarios of if Kelly Bryant comes, what is it going to look like? If he doesn't, what is it going to look like? Because here's the thing. In the perfect world, you have Kelly Bryant come to Arkansas for 1 year. Does well enough to get Arkansas to, say, 7 wins. And then you have Connor Nolan and K.J. Jefferson, both young players. Connor Nolan's going to be a redshirt freshman, and then you have K.J. Jefferson as a true freshman, who stand and sit behind Kelly Bryant, get that extra year of work in, maybe get some garbage time play in whenever it happens, and they develop under one more year, and then they're ready to take over once Kelly Bryant leaves after 1 year. And then with Ty Story in the situation that he'd be in, I don't know where his mind's at. He may want to try to fight it out and battle it out in his final year, even if Kelly Bryant came. Or, since he's a graduate, he may try to transfer out and look for another program to play for. And if he does, that'll be fine too. But either way, that's the perfect situation, the perfect scenario. But as you know, more than anybody, Razorback fans, that perfect scenarios haven't really exactly existed in Razorback football.
The worst case scenario would
be Kelly Bryant says, nah, I'm good. Ty Story does not want to be the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Connor Nolan's playing baseball. Mm-hmm. And then you got John Stephen Jones in spring practice, and that's it.
That's what I expect to happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's, and you know, you say you that in jest, but
listen. And KJ Jefferson's not on.
Different?
I assume he won't be on campus early. I don't know that, but I mean, some of these guys come early.
Right. But either way. John Stephen Jones and a true an 18-year-old freshman? I mean, a guy that is going to go to senior prom later? I mean, is that what you want to look at? Is that the situation you want to find yourself in? Probably not.
I just can't see the way they can set the schedule, the flexibility with the coaching staff to set up schedules, to work around some things in baseball, knowing who's paying a scholarship that Connor Nolan would just completely miss out on spring football.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
Yeah, but either way, it's going to be fascinating
see. That would be an interesting worst-case scenario there for spring practice.
No doubt. It's going to be fascinating to see.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas.
We are all about that. So, but that's okay. because we can move on to play Would You Rather Tuesday, and it is presented by Washington Regional.
Washington Regional Medical Center, committed to providing stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. Washington Regional, proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for achievement in the Give with the Guidelines and Target Stroke Quality programs. It's just one more way Washington Regional is working to improve health care for you and your family. Learn more at WRegional.com.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into Would You Rather Tuesday. Some sports related, some not so sports related, but we're going to have a lot of fun with it either way. So we'll start right there with the big conversation. Would you rather have Kelly Bryant as the Arkansas quarterback or the field? As in, would you rather have Kelly Bryant or somebody else? Doesn't have to be on Arkansas's roster right now, but could be somebody that's transferring in. Is Kelly Bryant the best option is kind of what this whole question is based on.
I mean, if you say Kelly or the field, I mean, does that field include Tua? Does that field, I mean, are you talking about just guys that would actually be available?
Available. Should have been
specific. Jalen Hurts be available? Would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Kelly Bryant? You'd have to say Jalen Hurts, right?
I would.
I mean, I don't
but we don't know if Jalen Hurts is available.
Exactly. You don't know technically. I mean, I guess he
well, the available quarterback. Right. So, Khalil Tate. Somebody like that from Arizona. Mason Fine. Someone like that from North Texas.
I think you would go with Kelly Bryant.
Kelly Bryant. I don't know. It'd be fun to see what Mason Tate could do. Or Mason Fine. Fine. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he could do. Tore up Arkansas pretty good. It's only 5-11, though.
Well, what was their record this year?
9-3.
This? I mean, fair, you know.
I mean, this would be worth something, right? Yeah. It'd be worth something, but it'd be fun to see him.
I mean, they're in a bowl game, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw them on the list of bowl teams.
Yep, that's for sure.
Colorado State did not have a good.
No, they were terrible.
Like 3-9.
Yeah, they're terrible. Oh, another game Arkansas should definitely have back. So, all right. Would you rather see Tua or Kyler Murray win the Heisman? Because the finalists were announced. And, of course, you had Tua and Kyler Murray. Those are kind of the main ones. And Dwayne Haskins over at Ohio State was the other final. So there's only three. Haskins ain't winning.
The three we talked about yesterday. Haskins didn't win. I think it's Tua all the way. He's had the more consistent.
So you'd rather see him, though?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm just not a fan of the Boomer Sooner. So I have a lot of respect for Alabama. I'll go with Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad you got the name right at least. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, the odds changed pretty drastically on that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
because of the final games that they played in,
and the injury, and then Hurts coming in and doing. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but again, like
how
we
many
about
voted you, before that game? I mean, it's like 15% of the people with ballots had already turned them in.
But you realize that's one of the lowest turnouts pre-voting that the Heisman's ever had. So they were still very much deciding heading into after the
weekend. I understand, but 15% any election is a lot.
Yeah,
but not compared to recent events.
We'll see how it goes. Because here's the thing. I think that if you voted based on the conference championship weekend, then obviously you may lean towards Kyler Murray. I think Kyler Murray's a fine quarterback. But let's also take into consideration that Tua played pretty much three less games because of the fact that he did not play in the fourth quarter in pretty much any game this season.
I don't know how you take it away from Tua as dominating as his team has been throughout the course of the season.
I don't even know either. I wouldn't have a problem
to me
with
if you're basing it. Yeah, I wouldn't either. But if you're just basing it on what happened in the final weekend in the championship games, you probably don't need a ballot.
No, I wouldn't think so.
If that's your. I mean, that's. I just. You should have more responsibility to the ballot than that.
Yeah. No, I agree with that too. All right. Would you rather have more bowl games or less bowl games? Now, the reason I bring this up is because it seems like every single year people talk about how there's just too many bowl games. It waters down the competition. There's all these bowl games at destinations no one wants to go to.
Stupid.
So would you rather have more bowl games or less bowl games?
More bowl games. More.
Because more football?
Lots more.
Because more football?
More football, more tourism. More chances that we get to travel to a destination we may or may not want to go to.
Like,
who cares? I mean, once you get past, you know, this year, the Cotton Bowl, the Orange Bowl, Sugar Fiesta, you know, the New Year's Day 6 and the playoff again, none of them else, they're about tourism.
Mm-hmm.
They're about hotel rooms and restaurants. The RL Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Is it really harming anybody that they have that?
No. I think I'd like to go to the Bahamas
Bowl. The Independence Bowl or down in Shreveport or Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. But people
but
get
people
upset
get
by
their
it.
Panties all in a wad because oh, you got teams that are. Because there's been years of 5-win teams getting terrible. 5-win team. Who cares?
People do for some reason. I don't. I like football. I want more football.
I mean, I wish the SEC and Arkansas had ties to some of these more touristy destinations.
I agree with that too.
I mean, I wouldn't mind being in the Pinstripe Bowl. Going to New York City? You kidding me? That'd be great.
Vegas Bowl.
Hawaii Bowl.
Bahamas Bowl.
I mean, I wish some of these bowl tie-ins would change.
Yeah.
I mean, Memphis is okay, but Memphis anytime.
Yeah, and who's going to care about Birmingham for that bowl?
Exactly. There's not even an SEC team in that bowl this year.
Oh, yeah, just like that. And I guess Charlotte's okay.
Charlotte was good. Yeah. I enjoyed Charlotte.
Charlotte's good. Shreveport. Nothing against Shreveport, but...
What? No. Yeah.
But if you go to, but that's what's weird too, is because you know you feel like the better year you have, the better location or at least the better destination you could end up having. Mm-hmm. But that's not always the case either, because you know think about Arkansas going down. I thought Arkansas going to the Texas Bowl against Texas in 2014 in Houston at NRG Stadium was awesome for a 6-16. That's awesome. But you also had a 7-5 team that year go to Shreveport. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, it's more about
well,
just
I mean,
who
once
takes you
get past a certain point, it's about TV matchups, ticket sales, all of these. Because these schools are on the hook for these tickets.
Yeah.
You agree to go to the bowl, you agree to buy so many tickets. You better get them sold.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan, and this could just be me. I'm not a fan of Orlando and Florida. I know it's Florida, but...
It's not warm in Orlando that time of year.
No, and that stadium's crap. Like, that field is
just
torn
improved
up.
It a lot. When's the last time you were there?
Well, I mean, I haven't been there, but I remember watching games on it. The field is just
when
awful.
Arkansas played Wisconsin there.
2006, I guess.
It's vastly different from the first game when they played Michigan versus Wisconsin versus now. I mean, that's where they played the Alabama-Louisville game this year. I mean, it's a much different stadium now.
Yeah. I mean, there's some cool destinations.
But you're right. Orlando at New Year's is not... It's like going to Destin at New Year's.
Yeah, it's too cold. It's like 50 degrees.
It's great. We're at the beach and it's 47. Where's my windbreaker?
You might say with the wind blowing in your face.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, Orlando's great because you got all the parks and tons of touristy things to do.
But when's Little Rock getting a bowl game?
They've tried. That's been on the, I know there's been discussions, but it just doesn't work because of the conference tie-ins. And the problem is, as is explained to me, with the Sun Belt, you're going to end up getting like the sixth team in that league versus – it's never going to be a matchup because the idea is you'd get Arkansas State in there where you're never going to get Arkansas State in that bowl game. That's the problem with Little Rock getting one.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think we would all kind of be floored a little bit if Little Rock ever did actually end
up
getting
a bowl game.
I know they've tried.
I know the stadium commission has worked on that, and it just – the conferences that would be tied into it have so many other commitments ahead of it. The matchup is not –
ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not appealing.
Which makes sense. I mean, because that's what it's about. It's about appealing. And, you know, who knows? Maybe in one case, the way that grows every year, they may get a bowl game. But right now, I don't know if that's going to be the case. All right. Would you rather have Hugh Freeze or Cliff Kingsbury as your offensive coordinator?
Hugh Freeze.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
More so than Cliff Kingsbury. More so than.
Well, are you talking about in this? I mean, qualifier. Are you talking about at Arkansas? You
said well,
as
your team.
Offensive coordinator.
Your favorite
well,
team.
If my team is Arkansas, and it is, I would rather have Hugh Freeze.
Just because of the SEC experience?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Both of them are going to sleep around, so you're going to have to deal with that. One's gotten in a lot more trouble for it otherwise, so. I mean, you realize Cliff was OC at A&M when they were doing their thing, Johnny Manziel first year. So it's not like
was it him or Manziel?
Yeah.
What happened to Manziel after? I mean,
what happened to Cliff Kingsbury after?
Didn't do as well in a head coaching role. Right. Head coaching role. He's asking about OC.
I
don't know. Hugh Freeze has just such a stigma around him with the whole hooker situation. I'd actually probably.
It was just
Cliff.
A misunderstanding with the address book in his phone.
Yeah, I mean, about however many calls it was.
I should have gone to the school of Urban Meyer and deleted that crap, man. That's what
or
you need
no,
to
he
do.
Just not remember it.
Jeez.
Burner phone.
Yeah, get something like that. I don't know who I'd rather go with. I would probably go with Cliff Kingsbury just because I feel like with Hugh Freeze, I know he has SEC experience, but the only way he really got to the point he was doing is because he was cheating. And I don't really know if you said, okay, no cheating. Could he be as good? is what Cliff Kingsbury would be. I don't know. But Cliff Kingsbury is a good-looking man. Maybe that's worth something. It's all about the power
of beauty. You said that confidently. I'll let you know. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, well, you know. If I'm gonna say it, I got to own it, right? I got to just go out there. So that's for sure. All right. Would you rather... This was a fun one that we actually just came up with on the fly. Would you rather go to a gender reveal and deal with that, or deal with a signing day decision for recruits all day long? What would you rather do?
Is ice pick in the ear a third option? Because I might go with that.
I don't see it here on the list, but we can write it in. You can do a write-in if you wanted.
You're actually taking time to decide on this?
Ice pick in the ear, it is. Yeah.
I mean, it's gender reveal.
I would probably go to the gender reveal because there's probably going to be some decent food there.
One's going to be big.
That's true. Drinks. That's true.
One has something to do with sports, though. Is that not a factor in
your... There's probably cold drinks and decent food at the other.
And if you're a Razorback fan, you go to that, it's almost always going to end up in disappointment.
If I go to the other, I'm probably going to be mad and disappointed. And he wasn't that good anyway.
Yeah, and you're not wasting your time. You know what you're
doing. We didn't need him anyway.
Yeah, his grades were bad. You know, I mean, he had, you know, there's the thing.
Did you watch his highlights? He wasn't that good.
At the gender reveal.
Wait a minute. 7 minutes ago, he was going to turn the program around. Yeah, I was wrong.
Yeah, at the gender reveal, there's no disappointment for you because you know it's either going to be a boy or a girl. There's two choices and that's it. But at a signing day commitment, you never know what's going to happen. They could bring out an alligator and say they're going to Florida, but then they kill the alligator and then bring out a bulldog. I mean, that's exactly the type of thing that happens at these stupid deals. So I'm with you, Tommy. I'd go to the gender reveal because there may be food and drinks. That at least is motivation enough to help me go to that. That's for sure. So, but either way, there you have it. Would you rather?
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.